It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have been offered multi-million dollar deals to give first photos of their new baby, and they've rejected all of them. So different websites and magazines started making offers months ago. All the offers were over $1 million. Several offered between $2 and $5 million. All the offers were rejected immediately, and apparently Kim and Kanye would never consider taking money for the first photos of the baby because they said it would violate their morals. This is blowing my mind.
Did they do this in the past? Because I don't remember. Did they do that for their other kids?
No, they waited like 2 months after their kids were born, and then they themselves like posted a photo.
Okay.
They realize media will eventually get pictures of the baby, but they want to do it when they're comfortable and the safety of the baby is secured. So kind of interesting.
All right.
Justin Timberlake recently talked about the moment of that infamous wardrobe malfunction that happened with him and Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl years ago.
I stumbled through it. You know, to be quite honest, like I had my wires crossed, and it's just something that you have to look back on and go like, okay, well, you know, you can't change what's happened, but you know, you can move forward and learn from it.
And you and Janet were able to make peace of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Several stars, including Mark Wahlberg and Josh Duhamel, have been tied to the jailed steroid distributor Robert Rodriguez. Rodriguez was the owner of a Miami-based wellness fitness nutrition LLC, which had been raided by the DEA last February as part of a year-long investigation. So Rodriguez is currently in prison, but he's now naming Wahlberg, Duhamel, and WWE superstar Roman Reigns as having involvement in some capacity with his company in a video interview posted to YouTube.
What a little snitch.
Snitch. As to why Rodriguez is now naming stars, he says at the end, "I'm just trying to clear my name and just make people well aware that there's a lot more people out there that were involved and are associated with my company that many individuals did not know." The creator of the video promises that there's more information to come.
Why does it matter, though, who he gave it to? You're the guy that did it.
Right. I guess he's saying they're like involved in it. I don't know.
Oh, like they're part of, okay.
Anna Faris gave some insight into what co-parenting a son with ex-husband Chris Pratt is like.
It's hugely important. And we are great. And there's so much friendship and love. And we surround Jack with love and funny, kind, happy people. And as a result, he's really happy.
Millie Bobby Brown is dating singer-songwriter Jacob Sartorius. Sources say the 13-year-old Stranger Things actress and the 15-year-old Chapstick singer, which I have never heard of this guy. They started off as friends, but they're now dating and spending a lot of time together. They've already been on vacation together when they celebrated New Year's Eve with her family at Walt Disney World in Orlando.
Wait, 13?
Yeah, and she's dating a 15-year-old, and I think it's kind of weird to like be putting a 13-year-old in the tabloids. Like, guess who they're dating? I think it's weird. I know that's kind of hypocritical because I'm like reporting on it, but it's weird.
No, we're seen together getting ice cream.
Yeah, it's like, why are we talking about this?
Holding hands at a PG-13 movie.
It's just sad because like I remember being 13 and like my first little boyfriend ever, and like that'd be so weird to have that crap in the tabloids.
I don't think I ever had a girlfriend until I was like 17 or 18. God, 13? Life would have been so different.
Allison Janney, who plays Tanya Harding's mother in the movie I, Tanya, brought the real Tanya Harding to the Golden Globes and talked about a moment when Tanya insisted she go talk to Oprah.
Tanya was just eyes wide open. She was a kid in a candy store. She was overjoyed to be in that room. And she said, well, I'm going to go say hi to Oprah. And we were like, no, just stay here. Stay here with us. And she was like, no, I'm going. And she was so brave. She was ballsy. And she went over and just was like, hey, to Oprah, like grabbed her on her elbow and turned around, was a little upset that Oprah didn't recognize her. But because she had interviewed her back in the 90s. And I said, honey, she's interviewed a few people since then. And she was so great. She gave her a hug when she realized who she
and
was.
And then she hit Oprah in the knee.
Yeah, watch your kneecaps, Oprah.
Watch out, Oprah. She's coming for you.
Mike Sorrentino, better known as the reality TV star The Situation, has agreed to plead guilty in his tax evasion case in New Jersey. The Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey filed documents informing the judge about the plea from the Jersey Shore star. It's unclear which charges Mike pled guilty to and if he struck a deal. Mike's brother Mark also faced criminal charges and agreed to plead guilty. Mike allegedly failed to pay his full tax bill on $8.9 million in earnings between 2010 and 2012.
How are people so dumb not to pay their taxes? You never get away with it.
Nope. Camila Cabello told Ellen that she put hand warmers in her pants while performing in the cold in New York on New Year's Eve.
So you put them in your underwear? Like in like...
So I put it like right above my underwear.
Oh, above.
But underneath my pants.
Uh-huh.
It was great. And so I was out there...
So you felt the heat there,
yeah.
And it made you think of Havana.
Yeah.
That's the garbage.
I don't recommend doing Icy Hot. That sounds kind of dangerous, too. But don't do Icy Hot to try to warm it up down there. Hey, thank you very much, Alex. You can see the garbage, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, on our Instagram story after the show. So go follow us, Joe and Alex Show.